could get the ending of that song, I'd be all right. If I could hum like that, I'd be all right. Yeah, something like that. Look, y'all, it is Wednesday. Wednesday, that's right. Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we are live in the studio. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, alongside my brother in ministry, the good Pastor M. Bernard Henderson. You saw the post.
God bless your bones tonight. Bless your bones this evening, M. Bless your children now.
We have a wonderful show. Look, let me give you the rundown real quick on how you can contact the show. Today's topic, Wisdom Wednesday. Watch this. Not everybody is going to like you.
Amen.
Not everybody is going to like you. That's going to be interesting. So we won't jump right into that. But it is Wednesday, May the 18th, 2016. And we have a wonderful show for you today. Let me give you the rundown how you can contact the show. If you're already listening on the phone, meaning you've already dialed in, simply just push 1 and you can be a part of the show with your question and or comment. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial 855-381-8804. That's 855-381-8804, and you can be a part of the show. If you are on Facebook, you can follow us there, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to watch the live simulcast of the show, we're on Ustream. That's me over here with the white shirt. That's my man over there with the plaid and your lumberjack. He about to cut some trees.
It's called Polo, Ralph Lauren.
Okay, Ralph Lauren, lumberjack. Gonna cut some trees down to my right over here. That's the good cardinal. But if you want to watch the show, you can catch us right there on Ustream.tv and do a search for the channel Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. If you want to email the show, real easy. Simply go to TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. And you can email the show if you want to tweet the show.
Tweet.
Thank you. If you want to tweet the show, you can do that as well. Simply do that by going to Twitter. And our hashtag is @TTLO Radio. Again, that's @TTLO Radio. And you can tweet the show there. And last but not least, if you want to download the podcast of today's show or any other episode, you can go to iTunes. It is free. Free 99. You can't be free.
Can't be free.
Can't be free. Free 99. You can meet us there and download each and every episode of the show immediately after the show's end. If you hit the subscribe button, it'll pop up in your library without you having to do anything. There you go. Amen. But Cardinal, brother.
Bless you tonight.
Man, it's been a week or so, right?
Yes.
You wasn't here last week.
I had to wick.
Right. I forgot. You know, he's a bivocational.
Yes.
Pastor.
And if I can, I'm trying to work on something now to be sure enough bivocational. Anyway.
You know what?
God bless you all out there. Listen, a couple of things have happened since I saw you last.
Come on, talk to me.
Number one, I know we talked about your birthday. Did they talk about your birthday?
Yeah, we did. That'd been there and done.
Well, I wasn't here.
You haven't been here since.
I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's your fault, but go ahead.
No, I didn't work. You know, some of us are not retired.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
But I want you all to know, listen, children. What's your mother's whole name?
Cheryl. Do you want me to get her whole Christian name?
Her whole Christian
name. It'll be Cheryl Denise Mira Irene.
When I tell you that Monday put her foot in the apple cobbler pie. Oh, my delicious God. My dear Cheryl, my God on that. Now, Dr. King, being the brat that he is.
That's right.
Did not wish to share any of that with the rest of us. Being the brat that he is. I wanted to take the whole cobbler pie to the house. Okay? Being the brat that he is. Okay?
Go
ahead.
Can I explain it?
No, you're going to explain.
No, I have to explain.
Okay, so explain.
Those pies, cobblers, is whatever you want to call them, are rare. I don't just get them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, that's your fault.
No.
Because see, if you drop the stuff over at my mama's house, I'm gonna leave.
They get done on special occasions.
Okay, it was your birthday.
Holidays.
Okay.
And a birthday.
Well, now see, holidays now. Memorial Day coming up.
That don't count.
You said holidays.
Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Well, see, my thing is now out there in the ether, if y'all help me. If you be good to your mama, help me, Tanya, out there. If you be good to my dear,
See, anybody listening, know I'm real good.
I think you ought to be a little bit better than my dear. As a matter of fact, my dear, you can let me come over while you're making it. I'll keep you company, baby. We'll pick greens together. Huh? Oh, glory to his name.
I'm just trying to tell you, those don't come that often.
It was delicioso. It was beautiful.
You know what? We're going to pray for you.
Beautiful. I want you to know that.
That's a word.
Yeah, that's a word.
Okay. We need to start getting the dictionary for these new
beautiful
words.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Between beautiful and terrific. Yeah. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, I do want you to know that I did pretty much eat every piece that was left.
So fat of you. You know, all of those of you all that are like me, that if you look at something, you gain a pound, and these people over here, they can eat the whole trough of fat.
It was a trough.
A whole trough. Listen, Maria pulled out her roaster pan.
Can we talk about, and see, you weren't here, because we talked about this earlier when it first happened. The fact that she brought every utensil.
That's because she is a black parrot. I know what she said. But, they may not have this. So let me bring this here over.
The restaurant ain't going to have a knife to cut the pie with.
It don't make no difference. It ain't her knife.
Well, a spatula to get it out.
And then
she brought my grandmama's spatula out the house. See, now she knew. Now, see, right there, the wheel, that was going to be a problem.
She brought
my grandmama's spatula.
She wanted to make sure.
You could have got the plastic spatula out the drawer. She brought the China spatula.
It was your special day. You know, we only get to eat our China on special days.
Wait, but then she had a whole pack of four.
Listen,
a roll.
She had a roll.
See what I'm saying?
No. And.
Right.
Ziploc bag. Y'all quit playing with me. Madea said, are you ready? Oh, the coming of the Lord. Also, a little milestone for me.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead. What's going on? Thank you. We can move on, please.
Praise the Lord. Up until a couple of weeks ago, I had been what you call something like an eternal sphinxman.
Okay.
Alpha Alpha.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, glory to him.
Watch this.
We crossed over Alpha Phi Alpha. Glory to him.
Oh, did we?
1119. All of those of you, these Omega people, we don't.
Really?
We don't fool with them. But
really?
We crossed over. Remember your Lambda chapter of Alpha Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Bless
you.
Is that what you were doing behind the scenes?
Yeah,
you didn't want to share with nobody?
Behind the scenes, yeah. I couldn't tell everybody.
So you crossed?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I did. A5A. Yeah. You ought to be in there. Because if you can keep it, listen, y'all, and I want to tell you all this.
Oh, here we go.
I got to tell this.
Here we go.
Pledging was the most humbling experience for Michael Henderson.
It really is. It is.
Oh, my God. Because what I had to realize is out here, I'm Pastor Henderson.
Over there,
and yonder,
you're just Michael. Or you just,
no, I'm something else.
What's your right? Whatever your line number and name was.
Let me tell you what my line name is.
Oh God!
And you had to pull it up. My line name is May I Speak Freely? Because I got a bad mouth. My line name is May I Speak Freely. You got to pull it up. And my blind brother's name is Ventriloquist.
Uh-huh.
Because see, I knew the stuff. He didn't know it. Bless you, LB. It wasn't but two of us.
You know what?
And it was the most humbling.
Now,
you all don't understand.
Now, did you this through which?
Mu Mu Lambda chapter.
Which school? I mean, what?
Mu Mu Lambda chapter is our grad chapter out in the suburbs.
Oh, so it is here?
Yes. It's
okay,
here.
So you were able to do that? Okay, good.
Yes,
good. So it was grad chapter.
Yes,
okay.
Grad chapter.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So and that's along with who's in that chapter, you would know. Pastor West Point, Jake's.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he was
okay.
Part of that. And a couple of others, but so glad. Brethren, God bless you tonight.
We can wear
our colors proudly. That's called black and old gold. These purple people, we don't fool with them, if you will.
You know, purple is royalty.
Well, we want you to become financial. Anyway.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
And what they have a program. They have really a mentoring program. But they have a program called, and I'm My Brother's Keeper, where they see about the older brothers. And I'm really for that because of the simple fact we are losing, we're losing generations. And I talked to my friend Corey Reynolds. Hey, Corey, who told me about some kind of job they have with the mentoring program.
Okay.
Here on the West Side, which I'm going to try to become a part of.
Okay.
We are losing, especially our young men, forevermore,
mm-hmm.
because we're not, it's no mentoring. Yeah. There is some, but there's not. And I mean, you're going to have to be, you know, if they come in and cuss you out, I believe it. Hey, mm-hmm. if you cuss, I got some words for you too. For
profanity.
Sure. Amen. Yeah, yeah, profanity. We don't cuss. We use
right.
Profanity. But, so, yeah, that's part of what's going on with Pastor Henderson.
That's good.
So, yeah.
How are things at the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange on Sunday?
Men and women, it was good. I had a couple come in from.
Okay. So you didn't preach at all Sunday?
No.
You just, okay, but you
no.
got, so you had a Sunday off kind of, sort of?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, you know, you didn't have to prepare nothing.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
But now, the funny part was a lot mm-hmm. of them had never been to a larger city.
Oh, the people you had, the guests you had.
The guests I had.
Because they was all from where?
South Carolina.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, let me help you all out.
Okay.
I had about 30, 35 people.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, Miss Sylvia Harding, God bless you, mm-hmm. one of my mm-hmm. kitchen people, mm-hmm. along with Sister Mary Twyman, they had for them, they said, well, Pastor, we're going to get to you, we're going to give them pizza,
okay,
Chicago pizza,
mm-hmm.
and Italian beef.
Well, bless the Lord.
Okay.
What day this was? Saturday?
That was Friday.
Friday.
When I came in.
We like Italian beef and pizza. What time?
Well, listen.
Tanya and Devon, don't we like Italian beef and pizza?
You know what? Devon is a whole other subject. We're going to get on here in just a minute. Tanya, anytime. You, baby, sweet June book, and always, you know, y'all know about it.
You know what?
Okay, so here, listen. So we gave it. This pizza don't look like our pizza. And Italian beef. What? What's them? We ain't never had an Italian sausage. Well,
uh-huh.
they ate up all the pizza,
uh-huh.
all the Italian beefs, and,
uh-huh.
listen to the pastor
uh-huh.
now,
uh-huh.
and while they were getting ready to get on the bus,
uh-huh.
asked me, Pastor, can y'all go and get us some pizza and Italian beefs to take back home with us?
Okay.
I'm not through.
I'm sorry. Come on.
So I took, they didn't like it. So I took them downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I walked them children.
Mm-hmm.
I walked. What we did was we got took.
Yeah, I saw your pictures on the thing. So that's
yeah.
I didn't put two and two together. I forgot it was men and women there. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we took them. I told them to take the charter bus,
mm-hmm.
and we dropped it off at this plane.
Okay.
Some of them had never rode a subway. Where are we going? We going down. Oh, Lordy, dog, down here. We and children. I walked them
uh-huh.
from Washington and Dearborn
uh-huh.
all the way to Chicago Avenue in Michigan. Oh, y'all ain't ready. Passed by Garrett's Popcorn.
Uh-huh.
I think all y'all got here is popcorn. Well, this ain't no popcorn. This ain't, we don't like this popcorn on the way back. A pastor, can we stop by and get us some more popcorn to take home? First of all, children, all of you all that are listening all across these ether waves,
uh-huh.
I, as well as Dr. King,
uh-huh.
have traveled the length and breadth of this country.
Yes.
Ain't no food like Chicago food.
Nowhere. Not. You say what you want about New York.
Yeah, say what you want
like, you say what you want about California.
Yeah. They got their stuff.
But nothing like Chicago.
Not like Chicago, baby.
Yeah. Especially when you're from here,
yes.
and you have to go live somewhere else
yes.
for a while,
yes.
where you can't get,
yes.
Because trust me, the 3.5 almost 4 years I was in Atlanta, and I was craving an Italian beef and couldn't get one, and wasn't no deep dish Giordano's nowhere. Matter of fact, wasn't no Home Run Inn.
No.
I couldn't get a rib tip
nowhere.
You can get rib slab.
That right.
But you didn't get no tips.
And I found a little place, a little hole in the wall to get had good ribs. But
so you probably had better luck in South Carolina.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Their barbecue sauce.
Oh, they got that vinegar and mustard.
Vinegar.
Yeah, that thin stuff.
Yeah, that ain't barbecue.
No, it ain't.
But
yeah.
ain't nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And listen, and I didn't take them. They didn't get Italian meat and pizza from good places.
Okay.
Okay. They got pizza from Danny's, this is down the street from our house.
Uh-huh.
And they got Italian beef from Bueno.
Okay, it's in Bueno Beef. I haven't been to Bueno Beef in a while. Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Okay. Did they get it? Because you have to dip Bueno.
Oh, you got it. Because
see, Bueno got that hard bread.
Hard bread.
They like Portillo's. Bueno got that hard bread.
And they wanted to go to Portillo's, but y'all, the lines.
It's always a line at Portillo's.
Number one, the line is long, and the beefs are okay.
Are you a hot pepper and sweet pepper person on your beef?
Just hot pepper.
Just hot, no sweet.
Well, see, because, now listen, growing up on the west side of Chicago, there was some corner places, baby.
Well, yeah. Yeah, see, there used to be, it used to be a spot right by around the corner from my mama's house called D's and Lee's.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
D's and Lee's had a rib that was anointed.
Yes, sir.
I want to promise.
And then that's when people's tacos were right around the corner from mama's house.
Oh, Lord.
I
told y'all a people taco story. You know, when my mama went in there for the first time, that was her last time eating because she had never been in there.
Listen, but children.
Once she went in there, she said, I can't eat from there. Nope.
Let me tell you something. The tacos is delicioso. Delicioso. And see, because Coleman's is no longer in business on Cicero, Jimmy G's ain't what they used to be on Kansas. God bless them. Fredine's ain't what they. I need Fredine's not even. Fredine's used to be on Chicago Avenue, Oklahoma.
I don't.
Had the best steak plate in the world. Somebody help me preach. And y'all know what my place is for the barbecue. You know?
It's an old Wireless. I got to have that old barbecue.
Pumpkins is pretty good, too.
But Wireless is closed.
That's a lie. The devil! Loose here, Satan!
Wireless might be closed.
I won't say it, no way. But anyway. But so, and they really, really enjoyed themselves. They went to the Magnificent Mile. I had to go to Tiffany's to pick up something. They went in Tiffany's and they went in Nordstrom's Rack at Nordstrom's and Saks. And I mean, just enjoy. And they walked around all these big old buildings and all these people. Yes.
Did these people just get freed?
But you know what? You ain't been about to make six alive.
They just got this.
You know, because Charlotte is a big city to them. Charlotte and Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you know, Atlanta, those of us who, no offense, you're like, Atlanta is a spot for. Hot wings, you know that.
Yeah, I remember when I first went to Atlanta in 1994 for the Freaknik.
Me too.
I was there for the Freaknik.
Well, we couldn't drive because listen, you know, we blocked off the streets. But anyway, that's another story.
Well, yeah, they had the whole. You know,
I mean, everything blocked.
But
because y'all didn't act right, they closed it down. But anyway,
I remember going downtown Atlanta and
to the underground,
and this was. Prior to the Olympics, when they rebuilt everything.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the Olympics, downtown Atlanta looked like Madison Street.
Yeah, it did.
And I'm not talking about Madison Street downtown Chicago.
Right. I'm talking about
K-Town, Madison, right here. Right. I'm talking about
here.
Plasky to Hamlin. That's what they downtown
look like.
Because with no high rises.
No.
With no, and then they got the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it pretty much changed Atlanta forever. It's funny. So you know on Facebook, and I'm trying to pull up the picture, but I can't. Facebook memories. You have that thing with
yes, I do.
Okay, so you know every day you get a flashback from. I'm gonna see if I can pull it up on your page because I can't find it on my. What's your name, Henderson?
My name is Hannah.
Right. So the other day, it was a Facebook memory popped up. I guess. For some reason, it popped up in the line, and it was your pic. Oh, yeah, here's the pictures right here. So that picture popped up.
Oh, isn't it?
So my mama saw the picture. She said, dude, the Cardinal got on a five-piece suit. She wanted to know if it was a five-piece.
No. It's only.
She thought it was a five-piece.
No, it's only, really, it's two, and I added the vest.
Right.
But the shoes is what.
Okay, the reason I brought that up was because I sent her a message saying you were talking about her on the air a few minutes ago while you were talking about the pie and everything.
Yeah.
And she responded, I'm at a meeting right now, but tell the Right Reverend five-piece.
Thank you, buddy.
That I said.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
The Right Reverend five piece.
Yeah, five piece. Thank
you,
Mama.
She didn't mean five piece of the biscuit.
Yeah, and listen, you can make that old pie.
You know,
that old dump cake, whatever it is, anytime you get ready. You know. Shout out to the deacon of Royal Buffalo. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know he's striving for the national title or something.
Yeah,
now, he too is about to try to cross over into something extra. You know,
but
he want to be the head Buffalo.
Yeah, the head Buffalo.
Right. Right. The poobah of the people. So anyway,
I got to get on. Devrin.
Okay, go right here.
Talking about
go.
He ain't heard from us in a while.
Okay.
You the one that got mad.
He's talking about you. I talked to the brother. He's talking about you. Go ahead.
You the one that got married.
Oh, Lord.
And did live in the married. I was married now, life. And then knock got you just knocked out. I mean, you don't fool with us anymore. I mean, really? Really? Really, Devrin? I haven't seen you in so long. Let me touch you and see if you're real.
Oh, God. Are you done?
I'm done right now.
You sure?
All right, now
okay.
I am.
Okay. So, couple things.
I told you.
Couple things have happened since you have been here. So we had another election last night.
Yes.
And old Bernie is still around. He won Oregon last night.
Oregon.
And Kentucky's still too close to call, even though Hillary is claiming victory. They still got it listed as too close to call.
Okay.
Because 99% have checked in, and she's literally only ahead by like 30 votes.
Don't make no difference. If you win by 1 point, you still win.
Well, if you win by so many, and the way they have it set up is they're splitting the delegates.
Okay.
So, yeah. So even when you win.
Even if they split all the delegates.
The math ain't going to catch up for Bernie at no point.
But now,
he's saying he ain't going nowhere.
What I wish that what happened is, and I don't know if he's going to subside this, is that, all right, just say, okay, Hillary, let's work together.
And what, he going to be the VP?
Hey, listen, maybe not the VP, but maybe something. You see what I'm saying? Because just something.
Something.
Yeah, put him on as the director of interior, the director of... because listen, some of the promises that he made,
mm-hmm.
That sound good.
Yes, yes.
About college students not having to pay back no money.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
But now, of course, we one of the only countries that does not have
free
stuff like that.
Free college education.
Right. That's
right.
Because it wasn't in.
Right.
Put into place.
Yeah.
We're the only one of the only countries that don't have universal health care.
Up until recently.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, which is still high as Dickens, mind you.
Right.
But, and it's high because the people are trying to, do whatever. Because
people still got to make some money.
Yes.
Right. Somebody still got to make some money. Whereas in the healthcare, the way it's set up in Canada, you just go sign up and you don't pay nothing.
Right.
Right. In other countries, you don't pay out of pocket anything with what is it called? I hate calling it Obamacare. What is the thing called? The real name for the stuff? But something healthcare, whatever.
Healthcare.
Yeah, that you have to pay, and if you right, and some folk is real high.
Yeah,
it's real high, especially if you got some children.
Well, it's real high for me.
Okay,
I pay $265 a month.
Yeah, I think it's higher when you're single,
and no
children.
Then it depends on what your zip code is too.
Oh well, yes, but you got did you sign up before? Let me ask you this: so when you were did you sign up already before you got here in South Carolina?
Well, yeah, I did. And in South Carolina, I paid $15 a month.
And then you moved up to LaGrange.
Because it
travels with your state.
State,
yes.
Yeah. So I had to sign up.
When you got here.
In Illinois.
Because it doesn't transfer.
Exactly.
Wow.
So.
And now
that's just for healthcare. I ain't talking about no dentists, no eyes.
Right, I was about to ask you. So that's not a part of the package at Second Baptist.
We're working on that because they haven't had a full time pastor in forever.
I was about to say because it just would seem like that would be part of the package.
Because
at some
point. You all right now, you all don't have to give your pastor healthcare.
Well, no, not we don't have to because he's a veteran.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, so he has his stuff that's covered.
That's what happened with some of the former pastors. They
were all vets, so they went. They didn't have to worry about it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or retirement or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
But now since you have someone that's 40-something years old, you got to.
Yeah, and it might be cheaper for them than it is for you individually, too, once they start looking into it.
It's better if you have three people.
You need some more people, so
right.
You have to have more. Oh, well,
right.
Okay.
So that's where the problem is. So that's why we're looking for full-time employment. Thank you, my friend Corey Reynolds, for letting me know about this. Okay. Anyway.
So, and then the good old Trump won again.
Ain't got nobody running against him, is
it? No. I mean, really, did Rubio actually pull out? No, Kasich has not pulled his name out yet. So literally, I think everybody else has suspended their campaign.
Yes.
And so now I think he's pretty much running unopposed. He is the presumptive nominee is what they're calling him at this point.
But I'm very interested to see what's going to happen because he's starting to change his language a little bit now.
Well, yeah, you saw the whole thing about him saying that he thought that the rich people should have to pay a little bit more taxes. But what's interesting is that, they're asking for his tax returns.
And he's being audited.
And he's saying that and it's been reported, I think it was ABC News reported, that, he took advantage of every tax loophole in the world as to not pay. Now, let me say this. Y'all can say what you want. If it was a If it was legally done, hey.
Right.
Because trust me, I looked for every.
Everyone.
And one they got. Can I get that? No, I don't meet the court. Okay. Well, can I get this here? But it wasn't.
See, when you got money, you know.
Tree
in the backyard.
Ain't got no money tree in
the
backyard.
Hey, Yolanda.
I ain't got no money tree in the backyard.
In the backyard.
You always got to. You just can't help yourself.
Hey, it's money tree.
Anyway, so that was that. We talked about Prince still got folks coming out the woodwork. I don't know if you saw the latest one. The guy's in the jailhouse and said that Prince is his daddy. He's about 30 years old.
I want him to let this man rest.
And he said Prince is daddy and said he was going to take the DNA test. Because watch this now. Because they were talking about this on what was it, Nightline or whatever it was. They say, if it happens to be true that he is the son of Prince, he is the sole heir, because that knocks out all the sisters and the brothers, half that they are. That knocks all of them out. And the convict, once he is released, gets all the fun. Because he say him, Prince and he mama got together back in 86 somewhere. Yeah, Prince and he mama.
Okay.
Right, when he was born in 86.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, not 86, in 82, I believe it was, somewhere around there, because he about 30.
Okay, this is why I'm amazed.
You're amazed. Okay. Come on. I am amazed.
At the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. David Bowie died.
Yeah, right.
Married to a black woman.
Iman.
Who was a known cokehead.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He died.
Uh-huh.
They had a funeral.
Didn't he die?
They buried him.
Sermon. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
That was it.
Okay.
It was over.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Prince died.
Uh-huh. In his elevator.
In his elevator.
See, that's the first problem.
Okay.
He died in the elevator. That's going to spark conversation. Right. And then the circumstances, because he had called the doctor, uh-huh. and then the doctor wasn't able to make it, so the doctor sent his son
uh-huh.
with the drugs, and uh-huh. then when the son went looking for him,
uh-huh.
they found him in the elevator.
Okay.
Yeah. Going up and down.
Okay. So.
Right. So it opened the door for this. Had he been sick? Like, we knew David, like, I think the word that got out about
cancer.
David Bowie being
uh-huh.
sick,
because mm-hmm.
he had cancer of the throat or something. I mean, he didn't, right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, other than the airplane scare with Prince, you know, a few weeks before when he had to land because he was sick,
mm-hmm.
we didn't hear about Prince being sick, other than when he had hip replacement surgery a few years back.
Maybe it's just because the man, we didn't know nothing about him, and that's why they didn't.
That's the other thing, too. We didn't. I mean, there was always...
Yeah.
There was always the rumor that there's the, you know, but every, you know, the whole thing about drugs and stuff. I mean, when their child died, that one child that him and his first wife tried to have,
mm-hmm.
I think the child died, and
right.
people thought that it had something to do with drugs, something like that, but that wasn't even the case.
It had something to do with the child dying, okay.
I think he was stillborn or something.
Yeah.
It just happens, you know. But yeah, so they're still talking about that, but yeah, that's a brother in prison right now. He's 30, say Prince, he daddy. I'll be the baby's pappy, boss.
I want for to get saved. But anyway.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of money to inherit while you behind while you behind bars.
And you know what? Somebody lacking to kill you.
Man.
Dumbass.
Right. While you in there talking, right. Well, now he gonna got to get moved to the what you call it, ward?
Mm-hmm. To the
upper the jail.
Yeah.
The federal.
Mm-hmm. If you please. So now
go ahead,
let's
sir.
Talk about you see about the mother and daughter being thrown in jail after they stabbed the girl?
You know what?
Okay.
It was a 13-year-old and her mama that stabbed a 16-year-old. Is that the right?
I think that's what it is. Help us, Tanya.
I believe it was the third. Yeah, I think it was the 13-year-old and the mama. Because they arrested the 13-year-old. Now they just went back and got the mama.
Okay.
For stabbing the 16-year-old to death.
Okay.
I believe that's the story. I am, you know.
See, when you wake up to Channel 9 News, that's what I just leave it there. They
yeah.
repeat the thing
over and over
every 30
again.
Minutes.
Right,
so you
right.
Hear
Channel
them.
7 do same thing.
Okay.
Right.
So.
With Terrell on Channel 7, Terrell.
The mama.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the daughter.
Yes.
Stabs this girl to death.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Because I heard the story originally, and they didn't know who had did what. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Let's just see here. Oh Lord! It says a 13-year-old girl and her mother were charged with murder Tuesday in connection with the stabbing death of a 15-year-old girl over the weekend in Chicago. Prosecutors say the 13-year-old, who has not been seen, who has not been publicly identified because she is a juvenile, got the knife from her mother. Got the knife from her mama, 35-year-old Tamika Gayden. The victim, 15-year-old, let me get these names right now, DeKayla Dansberry, was stabbed during a fight that broke out Saturday evening in front of the housing complex on the city's south side.
Keep talking.
Cook County Prosecutor Christina Hake, citing eyewitness, told a juvenile court hearing that the teen suspect tried to wash Dansberry's blood off the knife when she got home while repeatedly saying, "I killed her, I killed her." And an eyewitness told authorities that the girl was panicking when she returned home. Sun Times reported that the mother and daughter turned themselves into police accompanied by attorneys. Prosecutors said that a video of the fight existed but did not elaborate on its origins. 13-year-old pleaded not guilty but was remanded to Cook County custody by judge, blah, blah, blah. Gayden was charged with murder and a felony contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Dansberry was an honor student and a track star at Johnson College Prep, a local charter school. She was scheduled to run in the meet at Eastern Illinois University this Friday. Her father, Julian, said he did not know what caused the fight. He said, "I'm sure it was probably just kid stuff, but it shouldn't have escalated to where someone was stabbed or anything like that. I'm just lost for words. Don't know what to say." And that's pretty much where I am as well. Lost for words. Don't know what to say. But, you know, let me say this.
Say on.
In Chicago, and I know we're not the only city that has this issue, but it is getting warm outside. So on Monday, when I left the studio, I drive past my mom's house. I drive around the block just to see what's going on. Because she's not, you know, she works or whatever. So I just drive around to see what's going on. And there were, so we're talking two, because I left immediately after the show. So we're talking before 2 o'clock.
Yes.
There were 17 kids on the block.
Now, are you talking about
teenagers and high school age, but like young though? They had on school uniforms though. Now maybe they had already gotten out or didn't go. I don't know. But they were like 7, 13, and they were just out with nothing to do, and then some up to meth, you know, and then they're just out doing absolutely nothing. So as I drove further down, so I go down the block, and then I turn and I go down the alley because I like to look at the back of the house and the front of the house. That's just what I do. And they just in the alley. And I'm saying to myself, I try to think back. I'm like, well, when I was, you know, I'm like, what? I'm like, but you know, we were outside
playing.
But we were playing. They out there, you know, plotting.
And with their pants down.
Well, yeah.
And you know what I feel about this, because don't. I said it to all of my boys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit up and talk about I ain't gay.
But you
showing your drawers and your behind to nothing but other boys.
That's the signal in the prison yard now.
I don't get that.
That is the signal in the prison yard. That's the signal.
No, but that's the style. Style my foot.
Swag.
That ain't swag. That's nasty. It's underwear.
Oh God.
Yeah. So that happened, and then, of course, the senseless shootings and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Heard about the Boost Mobile store getting robbed in South Holland.
Actually, yes. And the reason why I heard about it before it actually became news was because one of the guys that I bowled with on Saturday was friends with the guy that got stabbed in the store trying to help somebody.
Wow.
The guy's name was LC something or whatever, but I saw it pop up on Facebook. I was like, man, I'm sick of this murder and stuff that's going on, and then come to find out it's the same stuff. South Holland, Boost Mobile store.
It makes no difference where you are.
Oh no, South Holland ain't that's Chicago South. They just got different police, but it's still Chicago.
And listen, we have problems out there in the area where we are because they keep saying that it's the heroin track out there.
Whew. The other thing that came up in the news, so you know George Lucas, Star Wars, George Lucas,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to build a Lucas Museum here in Chicago.
Okay.
And it was going to be the Lucas Museum and Arts or something like that. This big science picture-like music,
people.
Right? Big museum, science-like, you know, special effects museum. It was going to bring some 300-400 permanent jobs to the city and all this other stuff. And they wanted to build it somewhere, I guess, on the it's either Grant Park property or it's city Grant. It's park property.
Yes.
And the Friends of Chicago Parks mm-hmm. does not want the museum. Because they're saying you're taking away all of the greenery of the city of Chicago. So, you know, Rahm is fighting this because Rahm wanted to get the thing here. He wants, because he's trying to build this. Yeah. And there's money involved. Now,
for him,
the city was not, okay, it's two things. The city was not going to have to pay any money for this museum.
Okay.
Because George Lucas don't need the city. To pay no money.
Not when Star Wars makes
still
all
make it.
The
right.
Money.
Right. Okay. You know, so I mean he doesn't need to so but they're fighting this, these Friends of the Park people, because they don't want they're saying that they don't want to we're killing the too much of the greenery of the city is gonna be covered up with buildings and la 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 la. And if you make this exception for them, then the next people are gonna come in and before you know it, Chicago's gonna be all concrete, i.e. like New York. Yeah.
It's a city.
Come on now. Thank you. Thank you.
Because believe it or not, you can go just right outside the city, like where we live,
uh-huh.
a little bit further.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, there's more than corn in Indiana. I mean, you think you're in South Carolina, Mississippi. I mean, literally, I had to pick up one of the bros who lives in Plainfield slash.
Oh, okay.
What's the city next to Plainfield?
Yeah. That's not
Bolingbrook.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, Southwest. Gotcha.
Baby, when we turned the corner, I mean, I didn't see nothing, but I felt like I was at the Delta of Mississippi. If you ever drive in Mississippi,
yeah.
and you go and you're in northern Mississippi, mm-hmm. and you drop to the Delta, I mean, the land just drops, and it's so flat that you can just shoot a bullet and you can go straight across.
Right, right, right.
When I tell you, I said, "Have I made it back to South Carolina?" Because there are some areas that are really undeveloped outside.
Yes, a lot.
Of the areas of Chicago.
Yes.
I mean,
outside of what we would call the city limits.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Chicago proper.
There's a lot of open field.
A whole bunch.
Yes.
But now Chicago is the city. I don't expect to see. I mean,
we have grand. I mean, there are plenty of parks in Chicago, first of all. A lot of them.
By Northwestern Hospital.
That's almost Evanston. Well, you know, you're talking about Northwestern downtown or Northwestern, the actual big one that's in Evanston.
The one downtown.
Okay, gotcha.
One of my members was in the hospital, and I looked out the window. There is probably about 2 acres of land right there
yeah.
in the middle of something.
Yeah.
That's grassy and what have
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's city, y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't expect to see chickens and corn and tomatoes. I mean, you know, I want to see them in the garden, but not in the greenery space. Because, believe it or not, on the west side, that's what y'all making us. Gardens, because they're tearing down all these buildings.
Yeah, because there's. I say, every time I go to my mom's block, I'm amazed by the houses that are gone now.
So what y'all going to do with that? Are you going to put buildings there or make it a garden?
They're going to put buildings there when they get the property back. When they get all of y'all, let me rephrase, when they get all of us, or let me rephrase, all of them. To, you know, when y'all stop, when y'all keep messing up your taxes and you keep showing up and doing it's a prime example. So I told the story the other day. So my mother had a squirrel issue on her back porch. A squirrel had got in and dug his way through the enclosed back porch.
All she had to do put that cat out there.
The cat gone, man. She been got rid of the cat. The cat been gone.
Oh, we got no cat.
No, Sephora gone. He gone.
Okay.
Yeah, so she got rid of the cat. So right, but yeah. Otherwise,
I mean, seriously, if you put the cat around there.
So over the weekend, I was telling Devon this on Monday. I had to go over and play handyman, you know, and put some mothballs up in this hole with ammonia in them all up around up in the area up mm-hmm. in there. And so they're gone out. And so the guy, you know, was supposed to come out and do some work and stuff and all that, fill a hole in yesterday or whatever. So anyway. the squirrels have access to the backyard or to her roof because of a tree that's growing from the vacant lot next to her house.
Okay.
That has now moved over and is leaning on the fence.
Okay.
No, it's actually her fence is bent from this tree.
Oh, from the tree.
From the tree. So she calls the 311. She called me this morning to tell me about, she called 311, and they told her it was private property. The devil is alive. Because if anybody know me, y'all know it only take me nothing but a good 5 to 10 minutes to find out who owns some property. So the property the city owns. They tore the house down. Mm-hmm. Nobody paid the taxes. It's been vacant for 25 years plus.
So it's
city property. Talking about some wheat. Well, that's private property. We can't come cut trees on private property.
And so what did you do?
Oh, well, I already put a call in to Jason Irvin this morning. Yes, I did. The alderman of the 20th, I was giving him awards, right? Y'all know I tap a ward, 28th or 29th, I believe the 29th ward.
Uh-huh.
I put in the call, Jason, and I'm expecting some results, Jason, because y'all know I act a fool.
Jason.
When it comes to my mama.
Jason.
So I'm going to need you to get on over there and
Jason.
Get your people
Jason.
To come on and
Jason.
Get that tree, bro. And matter of fact, once
and
they get
not Friday the 13th, but Jason.
Right. And when they get that tree, y'all got to replace that gate because that was y'all's, that's a city tree.
Jason.
Uh-huh. Right. Thank you. Anyway, so that's that. So let me ask you this about this.
Sure.
Have you watched the show Underground on WGN America? It's the show Underground. It's the new show about slavery and the folks trying to escape.
I have not I know the young fella from Leverage is on there.
What is his name? I don't know the man's name on the show, but man. You need to watch Underground.
Okay.
Yes.
See, you know what I need to do? Because I'm so out of touch with TV.
Okay.
Really.
Uh-huh.
I need to, I guess, I set up stuff wherein with I can record things.
Right. You get it like my mama, everything on the DVR.
Yeah, on the DVR.
She don't watch nothing live no more. She on the DVR.
Yeah. And I'll do is one day I'll just go through and just
okay.
take stuff.
Yeah, cause it,
and I got the boxes at the house and just set them up.
You know
but,
what?
Hey, I don't be watching no TV. HGTV. Channel 9 News, you know.
Okay. Oh my God. So anyway, when you get a chance to watch it, it's very good. Now it's over with now, so you can go back and watch the whole season. It's over with now.
Okay.
But it is an amazing show about the plight of slavery. It's a new version. And then I don't know if you know this. There's a new version of Roots. What's the correct pronunciation?
Roots.
Roots. I think it's AMC redid Roots for a TV series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
Now, that one I don't know if I'm watching because I can only...
take so much of being, what's your name? Toby. I gave that name and all that.
Yeah, because they show that's the scene that they're opening up with that they're showing the previews for, and they keep hitting the guy, and he said, my name is Kunta Kinte, until he get hit that fifth time.
Until it hurts him up.
Man.
All right, now listen, children. Here in the studio... Dr. King has knee-high tall Superman man and battered man.
Yes. What you got a question?
No, I don't.
Okay. Wait.
However, Apocalypse is coming out on the 27th.
Won't be none of them in here.
But children, I saw something.
What?
That messed me up.
Okay, what you saw?
They're making a Thundercat movie. Children?
You know what? I saw the old So I guess that means you're going to see Thundercat.
I got to go see Ancient Spirits of Evil transform this decayed form into Mum-Ra the Ever Living.
No, he did not just call Thundercat.
I got to hear Thunder.
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 Thundercat.
Thundercat.
Ho.
Ho. Listen, these are just some things that you just... Little Michael and I are going. The church is going to Columbus, so I'm gonna see Apocalypse. We got to go see some Thundercats.
The church.
I don't care if it's cheesy. We going to see about Thundercats. Yes, sir.
I can't. I don't know if I'm going to see Thundercats. I can't. I don't know if I can go that far.
I gotta go see that.
I'm at the yeah.
But I gotta go see Apocalypse. I gotta go see about it.
That's next week. You got another week on that one,
yeah,
right?
I gotta
go
see about it.
Yeah. I haven't decided yet if I want to go see the Apocalypse because they replaced Halle Berry as Storm.
With who?
That girl in the video you see shooting the lightning out of her hands with the mohawk. That's okay. The new storm.
But I didn't even know, no offense, Halle Berry, Halle Berry. I wanted them to give me somebody else with some.
Well, I thought they should have got Angela Bassett.
I agree.
When they first launched it,
I agree. Maybe they thought she was a little bit too old.
So what?
Right, she still got it.
Man, she don't look old.
Not at all.
Man, come on now. So
Cicely Tyson is 91 years old and still giving to the kids. I even like the lady that's, I don't want nobody messing with me in these streets. What's her name?
You know what? If you don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I like her attitude.
You know what? I'm just not talking to you no more. This is it. I'm done. I can't.
Hey.
Really? What? Anyway.
Thank you, Tanya.
Anyway. So look here, we got. I don't even know where to go with after that. I'm completely lost now. What time is it? 12:51. Good. We can start this article. It's short, but we can get through this. This is good.
Yeah, we can get through this.
This is good. Actually, we're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna come back. But the conversation when we get back is not everyone is going to like you,
Pastor,
Bishop,
Apostle,
Church worker,
overcoming,
right,
evangelist.
Elder.
Yeah.
Not everyone is going to like you. It's on churchleaders.com. It's on the outreach section. And you should check it out. You should check it out. So that's where we're going to go when we get back. Until then, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to leave you a little bit of this here. Well done by Brother Adrian B. King. We'll be right back.
Just when you thought it was all over. ABK and Reverend right back at you, baby. From the shower with a new flavor. Can you feel me? Woo! Everybody get your hands up. Come on, everybody get your hands up. Once again, it's on, man. Woo!
Sorry for people that's on hold. Y'all who on the phone line listening in and on Blog Talk, y'all missed the foolery that goes on during the commercial break. Dude over here just say anything that comes out of his mouth to the public.
You know what?
Exactly.
I'll break it over. Listen.
Come on and say what you're going to say.
Beloved.
We are back, y'all. TTL Radio. I'm sorry.
God bless you. Is there anybody out here like me that thinks that the deacon should have rehearsal before devotion? I love my deacons. I have good deacons.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
However. Comma.
Lord have mercy. One Sunday, I'm starting to come up just a little bit early.
That's probably a good thing.
Yes, Lord. And once they got through praying, they was finna sing a song. First of all, they were singing a song and they were dragging it until I got up there. And then they were getting ready to sing another song. I told the deacons, I got this one. And my musician said, thank you, Pastor.
So you say that you think they ought
to... They also had the votes in here?
Yeah. You said you think they ought to rehearse before devotion. Like, in the back, like about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Now, who going to sing? Who going to pray? What we going to sing?
Uh-huh.
What tempo and all this?
Before devotion. So somewhere around 10:45, they ought to be in the back.
Yes, Lord.
What song was they tearing up, sir?
They were tearing up Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Grant to Jesus, if you please. They walking close. And I was like, ooh. And when they got to Let It Be, yeah, Lord. Let it be. And that's all I'm saying. I am weak, but now, I mean, the whole church was like, thank you, Jesus. And my musician was like, I'm trying to help her, but they just go catch on. Okay, before we go to the article, let's talk about
Go ahead, because I could have stayed right there for a bit.
Okay, we can stay right there. We go back.
I'm just saying, because
Yeah.
It's what you're saying sounds very familiar to me. I'm just going to say that without getting myself in any further trouble.
I just want, and believe it or not, this article is going to say something. I'm going to talk about this in a minute. Anyway, let's go back to something. Let's go to something that we talked about already.
Go ahead.
About these transgender bathrooms.
Yeah, because okay, you go ahead, because I got in trouble on Monday. Come on, go ahead. Right. Because stuff just come out my mouth any kind of way. Come on.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Listen, children, I have a very dear friend who is transgender. Okay? I got no problem with that.
Okay. What is he trans? What was he and what is he?
He was a she.
Okay, all right.
All right. Uh-huh. But still got their tools, though. Just put it like that.
The twigs and the berries.
Yeah, I mean, two veggies, you know. I have been transgendered for, I know, maybe 20 years.
Beans and Franks.
Hey, Beans.
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, but when he go, because he looks like a woman guy that has breasts and all, whatever this and the other. When they go to the bathroom, they go in the stall and sat down.
Mm-hmm. He goes to the women's bathroom.
He goes to the women's bathroom, but sat down and urinates and do whatever else they got to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And been doing it for years.
Uh-huh.
So why is it now that you got to have a bathroom and you've been doing this for years? No, ma'am. No, sir. Listen, if you ain't going to have pink or blue, you're going to have yellow, that's fine. If you can be. But why should people have to have transgender bathrooms? No. Go in and pee-pee and do everything else you have to do with the way you've been doing it and keep on going. Amen. That's the end of that. Now, we can go on to the article?
Yeah, let me, since you brought it back up, because I forgot about it. No.
Pastor?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. In Virginia on Monday, a man, here's the problem, dressed as a woman, was arrested in Virginia after police say he was caught peeping into restroom stalls three times in the past year. Richard Rodriguez, 30, filmed a woman in a bathroom stall at the Potomac Mills Mall in Prince William County, police said on Tuesday. A 35-year-old woman was in the stall when she saw a bag move toward her under the stall divider. Rodriguez apparently had been filming her, police said. The victim rushed out of the stall to confront the man and saw him hurry to another stall next to another woman. The victim alerted the woman and then contacted mall security on the shopping center, blah, 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 blah. Mall security detained Rodriguez until police arrived. Police then determined that he matched the description of a man who was accused of using a mirror to see into a woman's restroom stall on May 15th at the Walmart and at the mall back in October, on October the 11th.
He ain't dressed like a nice looking woman.
On October 11th, believed to be the same man, looked in on a 35-year-old woman and her 5-year-old daughter. Rodriguez of Fredericksburg was charged with 3 counts of unlawful filming of a non-consenting person and 3 counts of peeping. He's due in court December 22nd and is being held without bond. Now, the link, I'm going to forward this, Tanya, well, you don't have to put this on the thing, but the link is on Facebook. He don't look nothing like, he look like some kind of woman, but yeah, that's him.
Not every woman, but just some woman.
Right. Once again, here is the problem. See what I'm saying? Because, see, now you can open the door for fools with this bathroom mess.
That's what he is.
Because, see, I promise you, see, and this is only going to happen in the women's bathroom.
Yes.
Because, see, the women who are identifying, that's the new word now, you have to identify, identifying as men, they just going to go in the stall.
Right.
And they going to sit down.
Yes.
And you ain't going to know no different.
Yes.
You know, and that's it. But the dudes who decide, I'm going to go ahead and see what I can see. I'm going to put on a dress. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm having a big problem. Let me tell you this right here.
Come.
And we're going to get to the article.
Come on.
I'm going to go pick up my nephew.
All right. Go ahead,
Urban Prep. Listen. And I want you all to hear me and hear me very good.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for where he has me and Dr. King and
mm-hmm.
even Devrin. We
mm-hmm.
don't fool with you.
You're gonna leave my co-host alone. Go ahead.
It seems so bad. A friend of mine called me
mm-hmm.
on Monday and said, Henderson, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to share this with
if you send it to the group, we can.
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can send it to
okay,
the
but go ahead.
Okay, anyway.
Uh-huh.
I have an associate who wants to be big but little's choking him to death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to see this. Can I send this to the group? Let me see this to the group. Yeah.
Could you continue with the?
Okay.
Thank
listen,
you.
I'm so sorry. He has put up a picture that he was on TBN.
Oh, okay.
Holy, holy, holy and magnificent, purely benevolent, often forgotten but to be remembered, for there is no greater sacrifice than that of he who was ransomed, given over to death in exchange for man's life. He was the Lamb, an intercessor for the transgressor, harmonic progression for oppression.
Sorry about that, y'all. We had a little technical difficulty. Okay, yeah.
Look at that picture.
Yeah, okay, so what is this picture now? What is this?
He said he was on TBN. Now, just look at that picture.
Uh-huh. What do you see? I see him, the people behind him.
Okay.
And then there's something on the I guess a TBN logo on the thing. What am I missing? And his smile or his, how he look? What is the help me.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed it. Some don't look right, but I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, something don't look right. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I'm making sure. Okay. Something don't look right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Something don't look right. Okay. and wait a minute now. Because you all just listen.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to hold the sermon long.
Uh huh. Come on.
I promise you.
Come on.
I'm not going to hold the sermon long.
Uh huh.
Okay. Someone else sent me.
Uh-huh.
This picture.
Oh.
So he has cropped himself into the picture.
To say that he was. Okay. So let's pause.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on, babe. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I'm not through. Lord.
So what you're telling me is that there are some fake pictures going around on the internet.
Oh my God.
Where people are superimposing themselves on top of somebody else.
Because somebody
that was actually on TBN to make it seem like they've been preaching on TBN. Is that the story that you.
Jesus is all. And listen,
wow.
Here's a man from TBN,
uh-huh.
a fraud. I never met the man.
Uh huh.
And he was not with us on TBN.
Wow.
Now. Hold on, someone else just sent me that he was with that picture right there. What should he say?
Oh wow.
Hold on.
So this same guy. Okay.
Same guy.
Is he a preacher?
Call himself.
Okay. Does this preacher have a name?
I will not divulge his name because
send me the link because I tell it.
Yeah, I know you will.
You know I ain't got no I
ain't no shame in you.
None.
Okay,
hold on. Right. Send it to me.
Ain't that the same picture I just showed you?
Wow.
Okay. So.
So he is photoshopping himself into pictures with prominent people of the.
That's him.
Wow.
Put your glasses on.
Dr.
Call it up.
Dr. B.
Uh-huh.
Rashawn.
Uh-huh.
Sweeper.
Yeah.
Dr. B. Rashawn Sweeper.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. B.
Go on a Facebook page.
I'm about to because you know I'm stupid. Dr. B. Rashawn. Uh-huh. S-H-A-W-N. That's the, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see what I can. What's his last name?
That name is Sweeper.
Sweeper.
S-W-E-E-P-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I know
Outreach, branding, missions, photography, graphics, management style, life coach, web designer, and author. Wow. Okay.
Listen, children. Listen now. I've got to the point in life to where when we're, if nobody calls me, matter of fact, mind you, I, by the way, I have to be at True Love Baptist Church on Laramie on Sunday evening for their pastor's birthday celebration. The old Mount Carmel Holiness Church.
You preaching or something?
Yeah, I'm preaching.
Oh, this week?
Yeah, this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Am I trying to make it?
If nobody calls me to come and preach, I can preach 52 Sundays out of the year.
Okay.
I get more engagement out of town than I will in town. So I don't care about all of that. I just don't want you to make yourself look bad, young pastor, young preacher.
Mm.
Please don't. Please don't. If I don't ever get on TBN, I'm fine.
Mm.
The Word Network, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me do what I'm supposed to be doing. And if you do what you're supposed to be doing, then they will come and find you. All right, listen, not everyone is going to like you. This is an article. We've used him before, as you always say, by Caesar...
he just went straight to the article.
Colin Winsky.
Not everybody's gonna like you by Jared Wilson. What article did you read?
Okay, I was looking at this.
Go way
right
up
here.
To the top, sir. Way up.
Oh, it's Jared Wilson. Jared Wilson. Hey, Jared. He's a husband, man.
I'm glad you. Yeah, because I was about to go in on Rashawn.
Oh, I know.
But I'm gonna save Rashawn for Friday.
I know you will.
I'm gonna do some research on Rashawn. Matter of fact, Tanya, we gonna try to call Rashawn Sweeper.
Living for the approval of others.
Yeah, let's get right on into this.
Will make you a slave to their opinion.
That's true. The article. Thank you. Not everyone is going to like you. Thank you so much for keeping me on track.
Way, if you will.
Whew, Lord, I was about to go.
I had a funny feeling and a sneaky suspicion you was going to act a total fool.
It was about to just be one. I promise you.
And we leave it at 1:30. Go ahead.
Lying, the writer says, if I said I didn't spend much of my life trying to impress the people.
Stop right there. Didn't we just get to talk about that with somebody? But anyway, go ahead. Continue.
Rashawn Sweeper. I'm sorry. See. He says, the writer says, whether in the workplace, my friendships, or even at church, he says, I was constantly on guard to try to impress in hopes of finding acceptance. It feels good to be liked by others, but trying to constantly gain approval by everybody is also a game that will keep you on your toes 24/7.
Yes, it will.
He says, when it came to group conversations, I was constantly stressing whether or not I had said the right things or made the correct responses. I spent so much of my life trying to gain everyone's approval. It was draining, time-consuming, and always had me living life at the expense of pleasing people regardless of my personal thoughts or ideals. Even as a pastor, you yearn for that approval. Can we just pause right there?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the approval of the people. I mean, and especially in African-American, even in our sermons.
Yes. We
response.
We hope for an amen or two.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
I mean, you try to, you know, drag it out of them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
This and the other. And believe it or not, like I had to tell my friends who came up, the choir was singing and they sang.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the church that Second Baptist is not one of the churches that's going to leap over the pews and dance and beat tambourines. They're not that kind of people.
Okay.
So don't let your approval be from the response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen to the word. Right.
How I know people are paying attention, their heads this way.
Yep.
They're taking notes.
Yep.
Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
May not get an amen. But as pastors, we want the approval because, believe it or not, the approval rating of the pastor means a whole lot.
Yeah, it does. And you're talking about just in your church. Now, let's take it a step further amongst your peers.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a whole, because, let me just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Neven knows Dr. D.L. King is crazy.
Did he say Dr. D.L. King? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's your middle name?
It's L.
I thought I was right.
Go ahead.
Dr. D.L. King, if you please. What's your middle name?
It's L, because okay. Go, come on. You just go.
D. Leonard King, if you will.
Leonard.
But I am comfortable being around you and we talking and we are socializing.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
But there are some brothers and sisters.
Right.
I'm going to be saved, sanctified, baptized, here, God, press, Holy Ghost.
You got to keep the.
Because it won't be, it will not. All right, Sal.
Just come on.
If we're having a drink.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Of the alcohol type
alcoholic
nature.
Faith.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
We have alcoholic faith.
Uh-huh.
But some people,
mm-hmm.
it will not be, we all were having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, you know, I was up there with them, and King and Henderson
was
doing
drinking.
All was drinking.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
us as,
uh-huh.
I don't know who this is,
uh-huh.
Alaska. Lucia Fabi, man.
Uh-huh.
I got no bills.
Come on.
But I mean, and you want to be the proof, but I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize who I am.
Right. Okay.
And even with some of the group that came up, I took them to Casa Margarita.
Okay. Okay.
I said, now listen, y'all. I said, I want y'all to know whatever y'all do here stays here. I don't care nothing about what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And if I hear uh-huh. about what happened here,
uh-huh.
when I come there,
uh-huh.
I'm going to come to some big program where all y'all going to be,
uh-huh.
get the microphone and let y'all have it.
Uh-huh.
Because you on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Don't be brand new with me.
Okay.
So, I agree with that.
I think we have a tendency to look for approval. I know when I preached my first, I remember preaching my first two or three sermons. And now, when we first started, when I first was allowed to preach, it was everything was done on Wednesdays. We preached
old
on
way.
We preached on Wednesday. We preached on Wednesday nights. And it was, instead of Bible study, we preached a sermon that particular night when it was our turn. We taught all month, and then we preached. That's the way it went. So when I preached, you know, I got, you know, quite a few amens or whatever. So then when I preached my very first sermon upstairs in the sanctuary, I got some amens and some shouts and some hallelujahs and all of that good stuff. But then about maybe the third or fourth one in, I didn't get that.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't bother me to a point. It bothered me a little bit that I wasn't getting any response.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't until after the service was over that people came up to me and said, I really enjoyed what you said
yes.
today. And I go, okay. So I don't really care about the amens. It
yes.
ain't about the how you know what you said. Because it's wonderful when you – it could be 2 weeks later and somebody walk up to you talking about an in-the-pit situation, which was one of my sermons.
There you go. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know,
and when people come to you after service
– right.
I was talking to Sunday before last.
Mm-hmm.
The lady came to me and said, listen, you were preaching to my boys. You didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
But you were preaching right
mm-hmm.
to my boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but you know what that does?
Mm-hmm.
It takes you time to get to that point.
Exactly. It takes some, because early on, you're constantly seeking that.
Approved that sanction.
Right.
And believe it or not, it took me 37 years
mm-hmm.
to get
mm-hmm.
to the point to where I'm not telling people to kiss my backside.
Mm.
But it took me to the point to where you become secure in who you are.
And you no longer care.
And you no longer care.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not arrogant,
mm-hmm.
but you just get to the point to where I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do,
yeah.
irregardless to what's going on.
That's what he said. He said irregardless. Y'all heard him. He said it. I think one thing I do love about it is like a teaching on Wednesday nights. And, you know, you seek approval from people. You're always looking for this or that. And even when the numbers dwindle sometimes on Wednesday, they fluctuate. We go from, you know, we'll have 25 people and we'll drop down to 10 or drop to 7 and we'll come back up to 20, 25. You know, it'll drop up and down. But sometimes you look for approval from certain people
uh-huh.
and you never get it.
Yes.
You look for that encouragement from certain people and you never get it. But I'll say this and then we'll move on. I'll say this about Pastor Emeritus Tab Miller. Every Wednesday and every Sunday morning, when he sees me on Sunday after I taught on Wednesday, he comes to me and said, that was a great lesson from Wednesday. And he said, you just keep teaching. We'll get it together. You just keep teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah.
Because that man 84 years old. So, I mean.
but now, believe it or not, that's the difference
mm-hmm.
in being a pastor.
See?
Now,
see?
We'll get back to the article too.
Come on, stay right there. Go ahead.
It is so important
yes.
that you have a pastor who can tell you, listen, boy, you monked up.
Yep.
That was not good.
Mm-hmm.
That was not great at all. But then tells you, however, that's what I want you to do. And you keep on with it. And I'm going to keep on pushing you and this, that, and the other until we get the best out of you. That's called being a pastor.
That's leadership.
And even one of my friends, I don't know why they do this. I have a group of friends that when preaching is going on, they are going to look to me and say, well, Henderson, how did I do? I am one of them that tell you, now, it was all right. However, this was not good.
Okay.
And one of my friends told me, said, if you would have been here, you would have told me straight out. The other people were talking behind my back, except for one person. I am one of those people that, listen, if your sermon was too long, it was too long. If you got lost, you got lost. How did I do, Doc? Don't ask me that because I will tell you. I don't consider myself being the best preacher in the world at all. But I do consider, I consider me knowing what, you know, what preaching is and what church is.
And you look for, and when preachers listen to other preachers, we look for a couple of things. And I've I've learned this in the short time that I've been doing this. First thing we look is, we look at what the scripture you use. And then we see if what you're using applies to said scripture. And then we look at your presentation. And then we look at how long
you're gonna be
your presentation was. And then we go from there. And if you're hitting those areas, we good.
We're fine. I don't care about the and you. That's great. That's fine. That's fine. What are you saying? First of all, is your thought and the text matching? You don't have to give me 3 points. You can just give me one.
Ooh, Lord, 3 points. I'm so sick of 3 points.
And I may have, I got three for something. That's because that's the way I, I do things. But, you know, don't, and then especially with the fraternal order of preaching. Because that's what it is. Fraternity and sorority order of preaching. You have to be so secure in yourself that I don't care who walk in the door.
That's right. You don't change your don't change it. That's right.
I don't give a hissy fit. Excuse me. I'm a Jasper Williamite. If Jasper Williams walks up in Second Baptist, I ain't going to change nothing. I'm going to be me. And he probably going to say, well, you sound a lot like me. I probably do. I've been listening to you. So, nah. We have a someone emailed it us.
Yeah, this is about something else.
We can go. We can go back. Let's go ahead.
She said, can I send Jason, the alderman, to her house? Mama, you don't live in the 29th Ward, first of all, Mama Priscilla. You don't live in the 29th Ward. Because the squirrels are jumping from the tree to our roof, and I don't want to shoot a hole in my roof. That's the good deacon's wife. I don't want to shoot a hole.
Oh, hey, so Miss Bella.
Right. She don't want to shoot a hole.
When is he coming over to eat? All right, anyway.
She don't want to shoot a hole in the roof to get rid of him. And then she put in capital letters with exclamation points, because I will.
And listen, you are deacon's wife. We know you will.
Right, right. It's bad when the deacon carries a knife and the deaconess carries the gun.
Hey, it works.
Let's move on.
Living for the approval of others will make you a slave to their opinion.
Wow.
Which is very,
wow,
very true. Living for the approval of others is a draining process that will never harvest eternal fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Living for the approval of others is a waste of time. Amen. I don't want nobody messing with me and these feet.
You know what? I think when the light switch finally comes on for people, when you reach that stage where I'm not doing this to please anybody else,
ooh,
it's like a burden is lifted off your back.
You become brand new.
Don't you, though?
Lord knows I know.
Yes.
I am brand new.
You really do. It's like, it's freeing.
Yeah.
It really is.
And where's the fantasia? Go ahead and free yourself.
You know what?
If you don't want to, then don't talk to me. I am
a people pleaser. And I've always had a hard time hearing when someone didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last few years, I've realized how much of my self-worth was dependent on the affirmation of others. I knew it was time to make a change. The reality is, even Jesus has people who didn't like him. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's just the way life is. Not everyone is going to see eye to eye with your way of living. When we live for the approval of others, we'll eventually die by their critique. Huh. I'm just Jared, the writer says. I have to be okay with not everybody liking that.
Right.
My worth is found in the grace of Jesus, and my calling is to glorify God in all that I do. This includes striving to be an incredible husband and raising my son to know the love of Christ. Not everyone is going to like me. Not everyone is going to agree with my theology. Not everyone is going to understand the way I live my life.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I'd encourage you to take a step back and look at the bigger picture of life. We are all children of God. That's where we find our worth. Can we just go back where he says, over the last few years, I realized that much of my self-worth was dependent on the affirmation of others, and I knew it was time to make a change. When you hit that, Mark, when you realize, because here's the deal, and this, I can just talk about me. When I realized that, when I accepted this whole call to preach, and it was I was constantly seeking the approval of my peers and mentors and all of that, I believe that's where part of the stress of trying to prepare came from.
Yes.
Because the last few, you know, over the last 6 months, a year or so, the preparation process hasn't been as bad as it was then.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was as bad because I wanted to make sure, well, you know, he might double check this or she might look at this and say, you know, I was, you know, seeking the you know, well, I had to make sure this is 100% theologically sound and just preach.
That's all.
That's it.
And let your personality.
Yes. Yeah.
Who you are.
Yeah.
And here it is. I believe when I was searching for churches to pastor, Donald Green, who pastors Andrew Chapel Baptist Church down in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I call him Uncle Donald.
Orange.
Wonderful fella. Orangeburg, all shut up. That's where South Carolina State is and Claflin is. But anyway.
Orangeburg.
Yeah, Orangeburg. Orangeburg. Praise the Lord. Anyway, he told me, and I was talking about, well, Uncle Donald, I had to change this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me tell you something, Henderson. He said, if you change, that does not make you who you are.
Mm.
He said, now, you need to polish up a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, polishing something is not changing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enhancing it. Say, polish that up, but be you, because there is a church out there that will accept you just for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, and I started putting some stuff together, I'm like, that's when it clicked. The affirmation of people, it's wonderful, it's great, but don't let that drive your life.
Okay,
please don't. Please.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because the writer is 100% accurate when he said, you know, everybody didn't like Jesus.
No, they didn't.
And he didn't do nothing wrong.
Nothing.
Except upset the apple cart. Sometimes, and I had to realize this too, people are not going to like you when you decide to go against the grain, and you're going against the grain happens to be the truth. People are not going to like you when they've traditionally done things a certain way, and you start to, you know, show them. I brought this up the other day at Bible study. When you were a child, when I was a kid, if the preacher or the deacon in the church told you what the Bible said this, 9 times out of 10, we just took you at your word.
Sure did.
Because, see, you know, and I'm just going to talk about me. Michael was a little more in church than I was, so he might have wanted to do a little investigating. Dana was going to say, if you had told Dana that the Lord said, like I give you some mess right here, the Bible say we ain't supposed to eat pork. Right. The Bible say, you supposed to be in the house, you know, at 9 o'clock, you know, whatever, you know, and it'd be like, okay, what the Bible said. I wasn't finna do no investigating.
I would be.
You would have. Right. I know you would have.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Me, I wasn't going at, you know, at that young age, like, okay, well, the pastor said that the Bible say, and that's it. The difference is now, that stuff that you told me when I was 10, 11, and 12, and that even stuff that great grandma who could do no wrong, told me, some of that stuff wasn't right.
We have some embedded theology that we have to uproot.
Ooh, Lord, embedded theology. That is a word. That is a word right there.
That we have to uproot.
Come on now.
I mean, seriously.
Come on. Right.
Because, I, you know, It was a sin to work on Sunday.
Mm.
But then, how did bus drive? How did we get to church? On the bus. How did we do all this stuff? On the store was open.
Because the Bible says it's the Sabbath.
Keep it holy.
Right.
But then they said, okay, because the Bible does tell them in because they were Jews, y'all.
Uh-huh.
They were Jews.
Exactly.
So now they eat spit up animals.
Uh-huh.
But then in the New Testament, Peter says, he says, rise, Peter, slay and eat. How can I eat this unclean thing? Everything I made is clean.
It's good.
So guess what?
Uh-huh.
If the pork meat don't bother me.
Come on, somebody.
I'm going to eat the pork meat.
Come on now. Come on now. And then the same one talking about don't eat no pork, but then you wearing linen and wool.
And you're supposed to not pork wear two fabrics together. Anyway. Polyester. But anyway. Yeah.
I think that when you get to that point, that you're no longer trying to please people, but trying to please God.
Yes.
Some people are not going to like you anymore.
Oh yes.
Well, when you get to that point where and then they'll start to say, well, he think he better than everybody else. You better than me. And then in the church, you know, you'll get that whole, let me just say this without, you know, getting into too much trouble. You know, let me clean it up a little bit. Negro, you only been preaching 3 years. You can't tell me nothing.
You can't tell me anything. You ain't. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then
but you've been in church 40
and still ain't saved.
And still don't know who God is.
And it was and always some of the older preachers that be, yeah, you're going to be a good preacher one day.
See there? See?
I got 125. You got 25. What's the problem? what the problem here? What the problem here? I mean
it's unfortunate, but people, when you start to walk in that area where, you know, you give zero care.
Zero tolerance.
Zero care about, I almost said so. When you give zero about what people think about you, and you can walk in that particular situation, it is one of the most liberating things. The first thing, though, you realize is that for me, I got mad at myself, first of all, because I said, you mean that I was wasting my time trying to make sure that this Negro was this right and had this stuff cared for? And at the end of the day, because here's the deal. When you put your faith in man to be the one to pat you on the back or to lift you up or whatever, you're setting yourself up for failure and for disappointment. So I looked at it this way. I said, you know what? I'm going to trust God for this thing. Because the Bible says, for those whom he calls, he equips.
Right.
So I can't be so necessarily concerned about whether or not you like what I'm saying, if as long as what I'm saying is biblically sound
and strong with the background. Because believe it or not,
come on now,
there are some things, hey Second Baptist, that I'm going to have to do at Second Baptist, and I know some folk not going to like it.
Yeah, Devon said the same thing on Monday.
Oh my God, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be some shake up at Second Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
It's about because. Listen, if we're gonna do it, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, really, let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a prime example. I need to revamp my whole music department.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna hear some people saying, well, the previous pastor wasn't a singer. The previous pastor was not a music person.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't care less about it.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I care. If we got six choir members up there,
mm-hmm.
they got to be the choir members that's gonna sing God's praises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I need to sing God's praise. Oh, it's time to pray. Time to pray.
Now go ahead and finish your thought. We can finish
the
thought.
Even on the usher ministry, mm-hmm. from the pulpit to the door,
mm-hmm.
and what we are missing now in church, And as I tell people, I'm a churchman.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you've been in church all your life,
mm-hmm.
I'm a church person. Mm-hmm. I know what it takes for church to function.
Mm-hmm.
It takes music.
Mm-hmm.
It takes money.
Mm-hmm.
It takes ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It takes competent people.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got no commitment, why are you here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You teach Bible class not because... Not because they said teach Bible class.
Right.
You're committed.
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct.
That's a commitment.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
And that's what God's calling for, your commitment.
I think that's the difference. And I think some, you know, it's one thing to be, and it's not just commitment, it's commitment to excellence.
Yes.
Not just committed to, because see, anybody can show up.
Yes.
You can go to work every day and not do nothing.
And do the best nothing that you can do.
And be good at it. So, but I am with you 100%. And if shakeups are necessary, and sometimes shakeups are necessary just to make sure folks are still on board.
Amen.
Because, see, here is the deal, and it's one of those things where, you know, our people, we got this joke that we talk about here at the church all the time about the announcements. And we say people never pay attention to the announcements and how, you know, one day I'm just going to get up there and just start saying Mary had a little lamb in the middle of one of the announcements just to see if anybody. And I my joke was somebody going to holler amen. Because we say people don't, you know, or it's like or sometimes during praise and worship, some folks are so disconnected, not paying attention. I told them, I said, we just get up there and just start just saying something else. Just saying something secular.
Right.
And just to see if, wait a minute, what they saying? Right, because we
right.
want to get your attention.
Get your attention, because you're not paying attention.
That's
you
it.
I mean? Now, here they will. They'll pay attention to the finance report.
Oh, at the business meeting, everybody come with their best ears and eyes at the business meeting.
Well, what's this right here? What's this line? What's this right here? And some girl, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, some girl said, now let me just talk to y'all. You all always talk about what the church ought to do,
mm-hmm.
and they ought to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You paying the same $5 you've been paying for the last 10 years. How is the church supposed to progress
mm-hmm.
when you ain't giving nothing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why they pass around all these baskets? Because if you would give it the first time, you wouldn't have that pass around no basket.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Thank you for this article, praise the Lord.
And let me say this again, because I'll make sure I say this now for y'all who's on the phone. We are about to end the show, and we're going to end the show with prayer. I see the numbers over here who are dialed in listening. Some of y'all like to disappear before the prayer's over. Now, if you don't believe you need prayer, then you hang up. But the show ain't over until after the prayer is done. Because I notice that every week, and the numbers drop off, and I get a report at the end of the day. I get a report on how many people are listening in all the day. So I know it's like y'all who like to sneak out before the benediction. Come on now. So you sit your hips right there for another 35 to 45 seconds, and the good cardinal will release us with the prayer and benediction. Please, sir, pray.
God, we thank you for who you are in our lives. And God, we pray that most of all, that you would give us the courage to be who we are in you.
Yes, God.
That we would, God, remove ourselves out of the way so that you can be who you want us. You can be who you want us to be mm-hmm. in you.
Yes.
God, we pray for those who are out there who are sick and afflicted, those who are bereaved and confined. Bless us now, God, is our prayer. Bless this kingdom, Baptist Church, and the TTLO as part of our outreach. Bless us and keep us in our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for staying for the prayer. We will be back on Praise Break Friday. Until then, y'all stay blessed. And as y'all know, if you live in the city of Chicago, keep your head on a swivel. Keep up. The highest praise and knowledge, sing a hymn always, and all the people say,